doesn't make your nose go bad. It's 23 minutes past 6 on WABC in the Ingram S. And what did I have to say here? Something, oh, yes, Yankees playing tonight, right. Now, as soon as Art Russ gets done with his show, they'll flash the signal out to the stadium, and then the Yankees will play. 7:45 will be the pregame thing. 8 o'clock, they'll play a game, as long as Art has time for it. Seattle Mariners will be there up in the Bronx Zoo. Yankee baseball brought to you in part by Rockwell Salvage Liquidators, the job lot stores that give you crazy closeout prices on everything from cabinets to cookware, and by the Long Island Savings Bank, your Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk neighborhood bank, and one of the strongest in New York.
Come and fly the up-and-coming airline. Spread your wings across this big wide country. Spread your wings just like a bird in the air. Piedmont country is waiting down there.
If you're looking for the lowest airfare to Norfolk, you have two airlines to choose from in Newark, Piedmont, and the Fly Smart airline. Either can fly you nonstop to Norfolk and back for just $23 each way. But it's there that the comparison ends. Because if you check a bag or even order a cup of coffee on the Fly Smart airline, you'll pay extra. On Piedmont, you won't pay a penny more than $23. The point is, both airlines give you the lowest fare to Norfolk, but only one gives you the biggest bargain.
Piedmont country, we're flying you there.
Oh, that's nice. That's right. I should have said more specifically. Art Russ Jr. Sports Talk will be at a few minutes after 7, right after the 7 o'clock news, right here on New York's radio station. You can call up, maybe get a bunch of Yankee fans to chant some of those chants they were chanting out at the big thing there. Like, oh, you, oh, boy, I mean.
They've given the fans in Cosmos country a lot to cheer about. Now, they're doing it again. The Cosmos battle the Jacksonville T-Men this Sunday, May 2nd, 2:30 at Giant Stadium. On this Soccer Sunday, enjoy a Latin atmosphere at the Minolta tailgate party. It's a Cosmos Carnival. Then, SportsPhone provides Cosmos posters as you enter the stadium. Inside Giant Stadium, the Cosmos and their dazzling new style of wide-open soccer take on the Jacksonville T-Men in the main event. Get tickets by phone through Charge It and Teletron at Ticketron. Manufacturers Hanover Trust, Madison Square Garden, the Cosmos Ticket Office, 75 Rockefeller Plaza, and the Meadowlands Arena. On opening day, 52,000 watch Giorgio, Carlos Alberto, Naiskins, and Davis. Now, Cosmos country rocks again as the Cosmos take on the T-Men. This Sunday, 2:30 at Giant Stadium. Our goal is goals. This Sunday, be there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me check out the weather. Oh, such a nice forecast from WABC's exclusive radar weather. You listen to this. It'll be mostly clear tonight, down to 55, a little cooler in the suburbs. Partly sunny, warm tomorrow, 78 for a high. A little cooler along the shore. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 56. Sunday, clouds and sunshine varying back and forth. Continued warm, a high near 77. It's just like springtime, isn't it? It's great. 73 degrees and mostly sunny at 77 WABC. The Beach Boys, one more time.
I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Help me, hon. Simplistic but fun. That's good. That's Help Me Ron at 77 WABC. And speaking of Honda, let's Hondle.
The feel, the power of the leader. Catch it if you can. Follow the leader. He's on a Honda. He's in his head.
Get ready. A motorcycle that makes other motorcycles disappear. Introducing the V45 Sabre. Science fiction on wheels. Electronic instrumentation, ProLink suspension, and the first engine of its kind. A 45 cubic inch liquid-cooled V4. The V45 Sabre. Science fiction isn't fiction anymore.
Follow the leader.
Ah, that's nice. That's really good. Henry, I'm over here. I'm over here, really. My engineer is staring through the window at another engineer. And he's kind of drooling. Happens to be a lady engineer is in the other room. He happens to be a guy, so that's all right. Oh, speaking of that, it's time for the news to get you updated. We have business news with Gordon Williams, and with the news, here's Palmer Payne.
Good afternoon. It's 73 degrees, mostly sunny in New York. This is the 6:30 edition on WABC, New York's radio station. MTA Chairman Richard Ravitch is still making up his mind how much of the latest transit workers' pay raise might be raised through higher fares. Ravitch says a lot depends on Albany and Washington.
I've raised the fares in each of the last 2 years, and I'm quite prepared to raise it again if the governments decide that they don't want to provide more revenue.
Ravitch says he's pleased with some of the contract changes, and the package is not unreasonable. The bus and subway workers will get a 7% increase this year, 6% more next year, and 7% in the third year of the contract. The Chicago publishing firm that owns the Daily News says it will keep the paper in business if the 11 unions agree to some contract concessions. The paper lost almost $12 million last year and expects to lose more than $50 million this year. Management will recommend ways to increase productivity and cut costs in about 10 days. New Jersey's largest utility has rejected new contract proposals submitted today by an electrical workers' union, which threatens to strike after midnight. Talks are continuing. Public Service Electric and Gas says its 1.75 million electricity customers and 1.75 million natural gas users will not be noticeably affected by a walkout for the time being. United Parcel Service also faces a strike threat. The firm, which handles more than 6 million packages a day, is advising customers a work stoppage is possible anytime after Wednesday. The United States is siding with Britain in the dispute with Argentina over the Falkland Islands. U.S. military shipments to Argentina are being cut off, and Washington is making Britain an offer of war supplies if requested. A four-day sweep of illegal aliens in the New York City area has resulted in seizure of more than 520 of them from a number of countries in several parts of the world. 87 more were picked up today by federal immigration agents. WABC News Time, 6:32. 73 degrees. It's mostly sunny in New York. It'll be clear tonight, partly sunny and warm tomorrow. Complete weather and traffic for you after Gordon Williams.
In business on Friday, four reports out from the government, and they point to this view of the economic future. A modest recovery in the offing with little inflation in home prices, but a possible bulge in food prices coming up. The leading economic indicators were down in March, but not down by much, which is consistent with the recession bottoming out. Those indicators are a variety of reports that are supposed to forecast the future. More positive is that factory orders were up a little in March, and for a change, it wasn't all defense orders, while inventories of unsold factory goods were down a little. You can't get a recovery going until those unsold goods have been sold off, which is happening, and you can't expect gains in production or employment until business starts getting some new orders, and that's happening too, if only in a limited way. On the inflation side, the first quarter gain in new home prices was the smallest in a decade. But farm prices took a jump this month, lower prices for dairy products, higher prices for meat and vegetables, and that points to higher grocery store prices ahead. Wall Street broke a three-day losing streak. The Dow average up 3.5 points with 720 issues up, 650 down. The nation's money supply is up by $2 billion in the latest week, but it isn't a big enough gain to make you worry about the Federal Reserve pushing interest rates higher. I'm Gordon Williams.
Gordon Williams returns at 6:30 Monday morning. Joe Nolan, how roll the wheels? Joe.
Indeed. And
yes.
As we
welcome back.
We're having...
Stop playing in traffic.
I'm not playing in traffic. We're just having some small technical problems.
Was that called an imbroglio?
No, that's called smoke coming from my board. We're in good shape.
Ah, good grief.
Pretty much...
The smoking board report.
On the Garden State Parkway, still extra heavy traffic getting down to the Raritan Toll. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, all about a 10-minute delay or so. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 15 from 8095, 20 from 46, 30 from Route 4. So if you're getting in to the George Washington Bridge again, you are going to have a little bit of extra heavy and slow traffic just about everywhere you go. Use 8095, though. That would probably be your best way. Northbound on the West Side Highway from the 90s up through the 130s construction, you're going to be a little bit slow on the Bruckner, just packed from the Triborough right on down to the Sheridan, a disabled off in the right lane. So might be a tough night getting to Yankee Stadium, depending on how you're going to be doing it. And with the Transit Authority, now they're back all on or close to schedule. I am Joe Nolan with WABC Shadow Traffic.
And with smoking trousers. It's 73 degrees, mostly sunny in New York. The WABC radar weather forecast, mostly clear tonight, low near 55. Cooler in the suburbs, partly sunny and warm tomorrow, high near 78. Cooler at the shore, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low near 56. Currently 73 degrees. I'm Palmer Payne, WABC News on the Dan Ingram Show.
Dan Ingram, WABC.
Oh, yeah. You're the only woman. Doesn't count animals, I guess, huh? Zambrosia. Take a miracle. Denise Williams at 77, WABC, New York's radio station. The honor group of the day are folks who believe in astrology. You believe in that stuff? You know, the moon and your third house and stuff like that? I never mooned in my third house. I don't know about that. But I happen to be Virgo, and we're fastidious, compulsive, crazy people. That's why I work at this job. WABC, Dr. Judith Kuryansky will be talking with you on topics that touch you, or things you touch, or whatever. I guess all that stuff on New York's radio station right after the Yankee game tonight. Yankees on 7:45, 8 o'clock is game time. It's 17 minutes before 7. On WABC, we have complete shadow traffic information coming up again during the 7 o'clock news here on the Ingram Mess. Shadow traffic brought to you in part by Bahama Cruise Lines.
Cruise Canada, St. Lawrence, Nova Scotia, and New England. 7-day cruises from New York or Montreal aboard SS Veracruz, Panama Registry. Call your travel agent today.
White Castle has a taste. Some people won't live without. People will do most anything for a White Castle. Sometimes it seems they go to extremes. But you can't blame them. It's understood. Never has a burger tasted so good.
White Castle taste is such a legend that people are transporting them far and wide to areas where White Castles aren't available. Why, hungry folks in Arizona actually ordered 100,000 hamburgers in a single shipment. Sure makes you glad we have White Castles nearby.
White Castle has a taste. Some people won't live without. White Castle has a taste. Some people won't live without.
If you're a parent, unvaccinated children still get polio, measles, other preventable diseases. Are your children fully protected? You live in New Jersey? Well, check with your doctor or call the East Orange General Hospital Family Health Center during the business hours. You know, 201-674-8500.
Got a question on your new 2-pound pack from Express Mail Next Day Service. You'll deliver 2 pounds overnight anywhere you go for $9.35? Less than most other people charge for just a few ounces? You wouldn't kid a veteran, would you?
Express Mail Service delivers 60,000 packages on time every day, and our 2-pound pack is just $9.35.
Ah, you son of a gun.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack. It lets you send more for less. Sponsored by your postal service.
I got 2 pounds of something I know I'd like to mail to somebody. That's interesting. Ah, a little bit of Stevie Wonder at 77 WABC. A little bit of That Girl on the Ingram Band. This girl. The weekend weather is gorgeous. Clear tonight, 55. Sunny, warm tomorrow, 78. Cloudy tomorrow night, partly cloudy tomorrow night, 56. Sunshine, some clouds off and on. Warm, 77 on Sunday. That ain't too bad. Take WABC along.
That girl thinks that she's so fine. That seems to have my mind. Need to do all that I have to do.
That girl.
That girl.
Stevie Wonder. Carter at 77 WABC. We're playing the horses at the Kentucky Derby, the first jewel in the Triple Crown. Got all the suspense and excitement for you Saturday afternoon at 5 right here on New York's radio station. Oh, yes, our word today is flabellation. Flabellation is baby talk for something I can't describe, but it's fun.
Such a feeling's coming over me.
Stop of the World by the Carpenters. Isn't that a bar out in Queens, I believe? Yeah, sure, it's in basement. It's 6 minutes before 7 on WABC. Any advice? Ingram here laughing about saying, I saw something. Someone just push a patch through. Would you leave my balloons alone, my dear? Those are my balloons, and they belong over here, and they're staying in the studio, and we'll talk about them later, and we'll leave them where they are. Oh, yeah, so I talked about the Yankees facing the Seattle Mariners tonight. Yes, indeed, tonight. That's Sunday afternoon, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Yankee Stadium. They'll also be facing the Mariners. And on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be Yankee Jacket Weekend with all fans 14 and under receiving a free navy blue Yankee jacket, compliments of Delwood Dairies. And then Billy Martin's Oakland A's make their first stadium appearance of the year Monday and Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Great seats for these games, and all Yankee home games are on sale right now at all Ticketron outlets at the Yankee Stadium advanced ticket windows, or you just call Charge It at 212-944-9300. Or you can call Teletron at 212-947-5850. That's Charge It at 212-944-9300. Or Teletron at 212-947-5850. It's 5 minutes before 7 at 77 WABC.
From San Diego to the Redwoods, spring is sweeping the Golden State. And World Airways has a timely travel tip. Go now. Go while San Francisco's Chinatown is a garden of plum blossoms. Go while Disneyland has room for every kid in the world. Go while the old Spanish towns and churches are eager for visitors. The weather is warm and pleasant. World's low fares are just as pleasant, leaving you a lot more money to enjoy when you get there. So go for the gold of a California spring without spending a lot of green. And fly in the face of inflation with World Airways.
Beautiful. World Airways will fly you from Newark International to San Francisco, Oakland for just $139 one way. Seats are limited, so what you do is you call your travel agents, say World Airways, or you just call World Airways at 800-242-6700, and they have another number, 800-526-8340. I'll give them to you again. They're both toll-free, 800-242-6700 or 800-526-8340. All right? All right, it's 4 minutes before 7 o'clock at 77 WABC, New York's radio station. 73 degrees, mostly sunny right now at WABC.
WABC, listen to New York. There's excitement in the air, listen to New York. You can hear it everywhere. There's a certain style that's all your own. That's the way it ought to be.
To thank Julie Farrell of Red Bank, New Jersey, who sent in a balloonogram, I guess you call it, whatever it is, from the balloon saloon people. And my kids are going to be happy because they're going to get a whole bunch of balloons at home. And she says on her card, don't go, WABC needs you. No, WABC doesn't need me. They need you is what they need. Just think about it. We'll be here next week. And meantime, stay tuned. Farmer Fain in the news. And then Art Rest Jr. and Yankee baseball, all that stuff. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye. T-minus 20 and counting.
Good evening. It's 72 degrees and sunny in New York. This is the 7 o'clock edition on WABC, New York's radio station. Binding arbitration has resulted in a 20% wage hike over 3 years for New York City's bus and subway workers. The system of settling the labor dispute has met with favor from both MTA and the Transport Workers Union, all saying it's better than a strike. Question is, does the pay hike mean a fare increase? WABC's Kathleen Maloney takes a look at that situation.
MTA Chairman Dick Ravitch says he's pleased with the arbitration process and he thinks the wage increase granted to transit workers is reasonable, even though it adds $85 million to the MTA's already $250 million budget deficit this year alone. But Ravitch will not predict a fare increase. He says it's not entirely up to him.
The political system has an opportunity to decide what the level of fares should be by deciding on what the level of subsidy ought to be.
And Ravitch says he'll continue to lobby in Albany and Washington for more money for mass transit. Kathleen Maloney, WABC News.
Hoboken authorities suspect arson in this morning's residence hotel fire, which killed 12 people, including 7 members of one family. 18 other people were injured, some of them by leaping into the arms of neighbors and police. The Hudson County prosecutor says fires set for profit or revenge are a serious problem in Hoboken. Arson-related fires have taken more than 40 lives in that city in the past 2.5 years. A collective sigh of relief at the Daily News. The current owner, Chicago Tribune Company, says it will keep the paper going if economies can be affected. The future of the news remains clouded. More from WABC's Gus Engelman.
The feeling now is one of elation, a sigh of relief. The news will not fold, and there's no change of ownership. But obviously, more problems lie ahead. Management wants to open negotiations with the unions sometime next week. The owners want to conclude these negotiations within 5 weeks. We already know that Texas Joe Albritton, in attempting to buy the news, demanded massive dismissals and other cost-saving economies. Will the owners of the news now ask these same demands, or perhaps drive a harder bargain? And then there's that concern over the Me Too clause, that the Times and the Post will get in line and make the same demands. Gus Engelman, WABC News.
The FBI is investigating vandalism at the Salem 2 atomic power plant in South Jersey. An electrical workers union threatens to strike after midnight at this facility and others run by Public Service Electric and Gas. The House Select Committee on Narcotic Abuse held a one-day hearing in Manhattan because of the seriousness of the drug problem in this area. Among those testifying, Sterling Johnson, New York State's special narcotics prosecutor. He said the drug menace threatens everyone in the country.
I think that you have to treat the drug problem in this city and in this nation the same way you treat the defense problem. There's no sense in having a tremendous defense budget and planes and bombs, and the people who are going to man them or repair them are getting stoned on some type of drug. So external security without internal security is no security at all.
Among the others testifying, Manhattan DA Robert Morgenthau, who said a majority of felonies committed in the New York area are drug-related. WABC News Time, 7:03. Washington casts its lot with Britain in the Falkland Islands conflict. Bob Schmidt has that story.
The generals who rule in Argentina are still silent about the latest turn of events in the Falkland Islands crisis, but privately, one Argentine official is saying his nation is stupefied and greatly irritated that the U.S. has chosen to side with the British. Taking London's side in the dispute will include military aid if Britain asks for it, but Secretary of State Haig and President Reagan insist that U.S. fighting forces won't be employed. Argentina is losing U.S. military and economic assistance. The Argentine foreign minister in New York today insisted that much is still negotiable in the Falklands dispute, but not Argentina's claim of sovereignty over the islands. While Foreign Minister Costa Mendes leaves for home tonight, his English counterpart, Francis Pym, plans to be in Washington and at the U.N. this weekend. Through a spokesman, U.N. Secretary General Javier Pérez de Cuellar says he is willing to personally mediate the Falkland Islands dispute. So far, no report that Britain and Argentina are shooting at each other, but at the Pentagon, ABC's John McWethy says both sides are in a position to do so.
For the first time since the crisis began, surface combat ships from both Britain and Argentina are inside the 200-mile zone of hostilities. The British are on one side of the Falklands, the Argentinians the other. As yet, no one has shot at anybody else, at least not that the British and Argentinians have chosen to tell the world about, but the ships are just pulling within range of each other's carrier-based aircraft, and many American military experts believe even if both nations don't want to, it will be very hard not to shoot. John McQuethy, ABC News, The Pentagon.
And I'll have more after this.
Reach out.
Hello?
want to talk to the world's best baby.
Reach out and touch someone.
Oh, okay. Here we go. You want to talk to Daddy?
Hi, cutie. This is Daddy. I love you and I miss you. Hey, cutie.
Her eyes are just as big as saucers. Her legs are kicking. She's trying to eat the phone. She's trying to eat it. Trying to eat the phone.
Well, I should tell you that I love you and I miss you, too.
Well, you know I love you. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was... My eyes got big as saucers, and I was kicking and looking at the phone, and I started to try and eat the phone there. It's amazing, like father, like daughter.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Reach out, come up and just say hi.
ABC News has learned that next month, the American Academy of Pediatrics, for the first time, will specifically recommend against using aspirin to handle fever resulting from chickenpox and influenza in children under age 18. The Academy cites studies which show that aspirin is linked to RISE syndrome, a childhood illness which can be fatal. The pool of people from which the final 12 jurors in the John Hinckley trial will be chosen is almost complete. They want another 7 or so. In the meantime, Judge Barrington Parker has made a ruling on the access that TV News will have to the taped testimony of actress Jodie Foster. With more on that, here's Tim O'Brien.
Miss Foster made her statement in a closed courtroom with John Hinckley present. Judge Barrington Parker revealed that she testified that that was the first time she'd ever seen Hinckley, so far as she knew. Although a recording of the statement will be used in the trial, Judge Parker refused to release it to reporters for broadcast, ruling Miss Foster's right to privacy outweighed any interest claimed by the news media. The court distinguished the recording from the FBI's secretly recorded abscam tapes, which were made available, noting that Miss Foster was not accused of any crime, that her involvement with Hinckley was totally involuntary, and that her statements were like federal court testimony, which ordinarily is not open to cameras. Tim O'Brien, ABC News, at federal court in Washington.
Who killed the town bully of Skidmore, Missouri? Perhaps as many as 60 people saw Rex McElroy gunned down last July, but no one seems to know who did it. Today, a federal grand jury in Kansas City failed to return indictments in the case, the third official inquiry which has not been able to find anyone to blame. Wall Street wound up a winner today. The Dow Industrial Average closed about 3.5 points higher. This is ABC News.
Airchecks.com.